تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إذا كان في رجل خلة رائقة فانتظروا أخواتها.
أمير المؤمنين إمام علي عليه السلام stated, If a man possesses a revealing quality, wait and see his other qualities.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, in the beautiful discussions and the beautiful statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that Imam Ali truly did have a universal persona. And we see that his persona and his life and his morals and his ethics and his lifestyle, his seerah, his sunnah, his ways and his manners are truly universal, because even after the passage of time, and that too over 1,000 years, we are still able to benefit from Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the things that we learn, and of course a lesson that is taught to us by His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, is about forbearance and knowledge. It is interesting, Imam Ali alayhi salam gives certain relationships to these two things, that is, forbearance and knowledge. His Eminence says, forbearance is a believer's supporter. and knowledge is a believer's friend. Truly, dear brothers and sisters, forbearance is a great support. If we look at ourselves and if we look at our life and the people around us, we will find that forbearance, steadfastness, tolerance, patience, these things are all a great support for every single one of us. To have a forbearance means that in the difficult times of life, one does not falter. And likewise, to have forbearance means in the good times of our life, we also don't falter. So in the bad times, of course, we might go astray, we might commit sin, we might become hopeless and despair. In these instances, we must have forbearance, and that forbearance, that patience to continue to not fall into these pits of deception and hopelessness. This forbearance is a great support. And likewise, when things are going our way and things are good and happy and everything seems to be going well, forbearance means to not go astray, to not commit sin, to not become arrogant, to not become proud. And so in both conditions, we find that forbearance, patience, tolerance, steadfastness, determination, these are a believer's support. And for our brothers and sisters who are looking for friends, Imam Ali says that knowledge is a believer's friend. Knowledge about life, knowledge about death, knowledge about the hereafter, knowledge about the religion, knowledge about the purpose of life. This is your best friend, because it is this kind of knowledge which leads to action and leads to wisdom. And it is this knowledge which will help one to be able to be successful in both this world and the next. And so, profound lessons. Forbearance is a believer's supporter, and knowledge is a believer's friend, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. كل صبح وكل شرق ضياء تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, remember, the best out of these pieces of advice of mine are those which tell you to fear Allah, to concentrate and to confine yourself to the performance of those duties which have been made incumbent upon you by Him, and to follow in the footsteps of your ancestors, the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali, and your pious and virtuous relationship. Verily, they always carefully measured their thoughts and deeds, as you must also try to do, and they carefully thought over the subject before saying anything about it or before doing a deed. You should also follow the same. This kind of deliberation made them take from life what was really the best and forsake that which was not made incumbent upon them or which was not the best. If your mind refuses to accept my advice and you persist to try your own experiments like them, then you are at liberty to arrive at your conclusions, but only after thoroughly studying the subject and after acquiring the knowledge necessary for such decisions.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Aliyun minni wa ana min aliyin. This narration that I just quoted, this is from Manaqib of Ibn Shahr Ashub. And he interestingly has combined this narration with the story of the conquest of Makkah, which is a symbolic meaning, which is very interesting. That when the Prophet, you know, was able to gain control of Mecca, one of the first things he does after going into Masjid al-Haram was to remove all the idols which were inside. And when all the idols had been removed, there was one big one on the roof of the Kaaba. So Rasulullah told Ali, let's go and remove this one. Now the roof of the Kaaba is not that, you know, short. It is, the ceiling is high there. And so, at the end, what happens? Rasulullah says, okay, you get on my shoulders. Remember, Muslims believe that the seal of Nubuwwat and Khatamiyat was on there. And Ali gets on the shoulders of Rasulullah to go on the top of the Kaaba, and then he threw down the idol. There were others actually who were saying, I wish we had this honor to do that. And Rasulullah says the honor goes only to the one who never ever worshipped an idol. Because most of the majority of the Sahaba were all mushrikeen before. And that is why you'll see that the Muslim world says that Ali, when they used to describe him, they would say, Karram Allah wajhu. Karram Allah wajhu means, may Allah honor his face. Because this forehead of Ali has never ever bowed down in front of an idol. Combining the story of, you know, removing the idol from the roof of the Kaaba, and Ali standing on the shoulders of Rasulullah, with this issue of sitting on the minbar, You know, in a way, Ibn Shahr Ashub is trying to say that, you know, if Ali can stand on the shoulders of Rasulullah, what problems do you have that if Ali sits on the same level as the member of Rasulullah?
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.